You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. This is Word of the Day, and this is With a Little Help from My Friends by The Beatles.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me?
Was once again With a Little Help from My Friends by The Beatles. And this is Word of the Day, isn't it, Zach?
This is. The word of the day today is friend.
Friend. Noun. A person who you like and enjoy being with. A person who helps or supports someone or something, such as a cause or a charity. Chris, do we have a sentence today?
What? I wasn't listening to the definition.
It's someone you like and enjoy being with.
Oh, macaroni is my friend.
Why? I'm asking the hard questions today.
I don't know. It's just always there when I need it.
In your pantry?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
Should we go straight into another song?
Well, we didn't prepare any discussion.
We didn't.
All right.
I was busy sleeping. I'd call that a yes. Coughing.
This is going to be Friend of the Devil by the Grateful Dead.
Hey, coffee there. He took my $20 bill and it vanished in the air. Stop running, but take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Got two reasons why I cry awake, lonely night. The first one's named Sweet Anne Marie, and she's my heart's delight. Second one is prison baby, the sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. Got a wife in Chino, baby, the one in Cherokee. First one say she got my child, but it don't look like me. Set out running, but take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Tonight.
was Family Friend by The Vaccines off their album What Did You Expect from The Vaccines.
That was really good. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
That was a late addition to our playlist.
Thanks for being a good friend, Charlie.
Speaking of friends,
what is
have friends?
Oh, that's do they really want to know what the answer is for that?
Yeah.
Short answer, true. Chris, go.
What?
Do you have friends?
Yes.
We're going round table here. Charlie.
I mean, I hope so.
Oh, wait. I have a friend horror story.
Okay.
So I probably have told you about...
Wait. Charlie and I need to get our horror story stances ready. Okay. There we go.
So one of my friends from high school, I probably told you about him. I'm not sure I'm allowed to mention last names, but whatever. So his name's Alex, and he goes to a Southern flagship. What are you doing?
That's horror movie music.
That was terrible horror. But like, yeah, so he goes to a Southern flagship, and like, you know, like way down there south. And he is a legitimate, not ironic, 100% honest Trump supporter.
Oh, once you said deep south, I kind of felt like this was going in that direction.
And he's so Southern now.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It's the worst.
Yeah, there's a girl from my school who went to a big Southern university, and now she's embraced the Southern life, and her new boyfriend is basically a cowboy.
That's amazing.
Does she wear pearls?
I don't know.
But like casually?
No.
Oh, okay. That's what South means to me.
I thought that was like a 50s housewife thing.
So yeah.
Like always pearls.
50s housewife.
Yeah.
And Lisa Simpson.
Yep.
I love Lisa Simpson.
Hipsters.
It's like one of my favorite cartoon characters.
So, Zach, do you have any friend horror stories?
I don't believe so.
What's the most exciting story you have involving a friend?
I mean, that's a lot of exciting stories.
Is this
stories.
The time I stole your sweatshirt and
it is
you
not,
kicked me out of
it
your
It is
room
not the time for you stole my sweatshirt. I kicked you out of the room for 2 days.
Like, literally.
two days.
Multiple fortnights.
That's a month in Chris years.
Yeah,
all
I don't
of
think there
the
are any
fortnights.
Friend horror stories. Friend
I, like, took his
stories.
Sweatshirt and he got super mad at me. And then he kicked me out of his room for a month.
One time during a school dance,
there was a note.
Me and a couple of my friends snuck a chair into the middle of the dance floor just to see what would happen, and things ensued.
Did
and
you
then
like
the chair was removed?
Did you hoist the chair into the air
and do a hora like this is a bar mitzvah?
Yes, exactly.
Is that what that's
and we
called?
Started singing Hare Megillah.
Yeah, it's a type
hora.
Of dance, the hora.
I've
actually never been to a bar mitzvah, so I wouldn't know. No, people, it was just crazy.
The
chair was removed within the first, like, 45 seconds.
The first part of bar mitzvah is, like, the morning part when they're, like, that's
yeah,
kind of...
The actual bar mitzvah?
Well,
the lame
but
part.
Like the but like the post part is really really fun.
You mean the party?
Yes.
A bar mitzvah. Yes. A great time to a great place to spend time with your middle school friends.
And where I got all of my plastic necklaces in middle school.
What type of plastic necklaces? Oh, like the beads?
Yeah, like the cheap Mardi Gras beads.
Oh,
I got
yeah.
those like yeah. in bulk at bar mitzvahs.
You could have also
did you have to take your shirt off?
What?
Never mind.
Please, we have more taste than those jokes, Zach.
Okay. I was just making a Mardi
Okay,
Gras
so
joke.
My fun friend story. My friend Arjun one time
That's a
was,
cool name.
Okay, so he has this habit of like just kind of being really out of things. So one day he fell asleep on the school bus on the way to school. And everyone was like, oh, Arjun will get up once
wait,
we get
how,
to school.
Wait, how old were you guys?
This was like a year ago.
You have a school bus?
Yeah.
Huh.
I live in the suburbs.
Okay, cool. Yeah, keep going.
So,
I always forget that you, like, don't live in Manhattan.
So,
and I'm like, do they have school buses
I thought
there?
You lived in, like, Richie McRichville.
Yeah, but we still have school buses.
Are they, like, gold-plated?
Do people, like,
no,
drive to school?
No, they're just yellow, yes. So people also drive to school.
Gold is
okay,
yellow, Charlie.
I drove
but,
to school.
But so Arjun's, like, taking the bus, right?
Okay, taking the bus.
Because it's easier than driving because he lives, like, 20 minutes away.
All right.
And he falls asleep and people are like, oh, Arjun will just get up. He didn't get up, and the bus drove back all the way to the bus depot with Arjun asleep in the back of the bus.
He just didn't wake him up.
Yeah, and once they got there, he woke up and he was like, school
can
is
you
this
take
you?
Take me to school, please?
Yeah, can you take me back? And so he went back, but he was
school's
like,
school's gross.
He was like an hour and a half to 2 hours late to school.
one time I got on the wrong bus.
Ooh.
And because, like, there's, like, so many different buses that run near my house. So I got on the wrong bus to school, and I got dropped off, like, somewhere in D.C. I still don't know where I was. And I was, like, calling my dad, and I was like, I don't know where I am, and I know you're busy attorneying, but save me. And he thought it was somewhere different, and he, like, didn't believe... He didn't believe that I screwed up that hard.
Was this a municipal bus?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, because, like, sometimes it's, like, quicker, so...
Yeah.
And I was in middles. I was, like, 12. And I was, like, four hours late to school.
All right.
Yeah.
Fun times with bus problems.
Yay. One of my friends, who's also a pathological liar, so I don't know how true this might be, but his aunt is Annie of Annie's Mac and Cheese.
I thought that person, like, didn't exist, like Calvin Klein or...
Calvin Klein exists.
Or like Nicki Minaj. Just like a Western construct.
I always figured the bunny was Annie, but I was always very wrong and naive.
No, nope. Apparently it's a woman who's related it to is. A child if, in Medford, Massachusetts.
I'm going
to
Google that.
All right.
He's not really a child.
You can Google that while I play this next song. This is going to be My Best Friend's Girl by The Cars. Woo!
on the ground and look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Safely walk to school without a sound. Here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Letters, learn to spell, nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime, we will throw the ball back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. We don't notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. Side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
That was We're Going to Be Friends by Zach's, one of Zach's favorite bands.
The White Stripes.
Correct.
Is that one of your favorite bands?
Probably my favorite, yeah.
Well, I just wasn't sure whether...
Obviously, you got like... That's a good
I wasn't
assessment.
Sure whether you would differentiate between the White Stripes and then Jack White as two different entities.
That
you were different levels of
fan. I didn't know that there was a difference.
Well, Jack White is the guitarist and lead singer of that, which actually the White Stripes were only two people, and then he... broke off and did some solo stuff, and then he also has two other bands. It's amazing. They're amazing. I mean, I don't know if I differentiate them between them and the Beatles, and when it comes to like my favorite artist, but yeah. All right, someone intro me.
Yeah. So.
Daisy has an announcement, or Zach has an announcement.
Okay. Give me some Africa sounds, Charlie.
Oh, that's the
Na Seven Yabara.
Bring down the volume a little bit. Okay. The Museum of Science presents Wild Africa. The Museum of Science presents the IMAX film Wild Africa. Go on a spectacular ride across, over, and through the most dramatic continent on Earth.
Go those.
Africa. Discover the fascinating secrets of this enchanted continent. Hang out with a family of mountain gorillas. Learn how spectacular thermal geysers help turn thousands of flamingos pink. Why the heat beating down on waterless dunes of the Namib Desert forces a lizard to dance, and why it snows on the equator. It's a journey where you'll truly believe the real world is more extraordinary and awe-inspiring than any fiction. For tickets and more information about Wild Africa IMAX film and other programs and exhibits, visit the Museum of Science website at mos.org. That's mos.org. Or call 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science, WMFO in Medford, in Tufts Educational Radio.
What were your thooughts on the sound effects?
That was amazing.
You gave us kind of a hard thing with just, I want Africa sounds.
Because Africa is a big continent.
You could go with like drumming. That's a little racist, isn't it?
What? Well, that it's a big continent?
When I said you could go with like drumming.
Well, you know what they say.
Lion King music.
Percussion in some
societies. I was thinking animal sounds.
Yeah, no, but the thing about Africa, drumming isn't the wrong thing to guess. Because if you think about Africa, you hear the drums echoing through the night.
That's true.
There's a lot of societies.
That is like the origin of like blues music is African drumming, you know?
Yeah.
So
it is also the origin of tap.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I
did a report
somewhere.
On this. It's like, okay, tap. So slaves brought from Africa, like, used, I'm forgetting what it's called, but it's like a type of dance in like the Caribbean that involved like wooden shoes and like making beats from that and in order like with percussion. To make like cool percussion,
sounds
so
Dutch
like kind of
me.
A kind of a cooler version of the Dutch clog dance.
Yeah, and then someone should fact check this for me because I did this report like 3 years ago. But, and then that moved to the American South, and then with emancipation became like a thing.
And then that wouldn't surprise me.
No, I think that might be very much true. I read somewhere something similar to that about sort of the lineage of tap. I think it was in a review of a tap show in the New York Times that I read something about.
Was it called Tap Water? No. The musical.
Oh, that's is that like the sequel to Urinetown or something?
Yeah. I was gonna say the Flint, Michigan story, Tap Water the
too
musical.
Too soon.
It's never
also I'm totally
too
writing
soon.
A musical about that.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to write a musical. But I will.
The lyrics are the hardest part. Let me just tell you that.
Just my, like, does this water taste funny?
My friend Ezra and I.
Does it taste funny to you?
Tried to start writing a musical about Joseph Stalin, imagining that he had schizophrenic experiences in which the ghost of Lenin appeared and told him how to.
That sounds weird.
So a Christmas Carol with Stalin.
Well, no.
What's
there was
like
only
some,
one
like,
ghost.
Like
what's
that
the
time
communist
in Star Wars when
version of Christmas
when Luke sees ghosts and he's like, oh,
he ghosts. Sees ghosts pretty much throughout the entire series.
Yeah. I know, but like that, like
at the
know.
At the very end when Anakin, Yoda, and Obi-Wan are like, and oh then, hi,
like, hi,
welcome
we're
to
ghosts.
This. Yeah, let's look awkwardly on at this Ewok party.
Oh, right. Okay, because I didn't see the last Star Wars.
Yeah,
I played the Lego version, so
the Ewoks. The Ewoks are all used to it already. The Ewoks see ghosts all the time.
Also, the ghosts
they're
are much more...
with the Force.
The ghosts are much more significant in the Lego Star Wars because they're so good to play with because they're, like, invincible.
Yeah. The ghosts
the
are the best...
No,
the ghosts are the best pick characters to
it's
play.
It's a little annoying.
Lego Star Wars, a game you play with your friends.
Yeah.
So,
but moral of the story, of this whole story, is you should go to see Wild Africa at the Museum of Science with your friends.
Yeah. Oh, right. We totally got really set.
Oh, yeah. And yet another thing that came out of Africa to do a fun segue into our next song.
A disease that targets horses?
Well, yes, but also hip-hop is a music of the
you
African
put
hip-hop diaspora.
On this?
I have what everyone has
you
been
did.
Waiting for.
You have hip hop.
Wait,
that's
you,
so unlike.
Just
wait.
I mean,
never
yeah.
Listen
I don't
to
know
hip-hop.
If this actually counts.
No,
Chris.
There's real hip hop after this though. Or I
this
think
something
okay,
I would
let's
do.
Just get
this
into
is,
it.
This is Just a Friend by Biz Markie.
Who?
You'll
just
hear.
Play this
I'll
song.
Recognize
the song's playing.
It.
Okay. You'll recognize it.
Here to make love, she wanted you to wait. Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of foot since she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. That's what I'm going to say. You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend. Work for it at this time. I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding how it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I call her, it seemed something was brewing. I called the room, a guy picked up, and then I called again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. Don't give me that. Don't even give me that. visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day, I know she was there, the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was a dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was, and I was on my way to see my baby doll, I was happy to say. I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event, so I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend.
That was Friends by Rory and Tom Morello.
That was a good fade out on my part.
Such a weird song for Tom Morello to do, but it's pretty great.
I don't know who Tom Morello is.
I'm pretty sure he's Rage Against the Machine.
We can fact check that later.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's Rage Against the Machine. If he's not Rage Against the Machine, then he's something else.
He was in that thing.
I went to a burrito shop near Union Square over break that was owned in part by the bassist for Third Eye Blind.
Wow.
They had really good carnitas.
Literally, of course, a bassist would own a burrito shop.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm thinking,
not at all surprised.
I'm thinking, of course, like a 90s pop punk band would have a burrito shop.
Yeah. You know? That was one of those days where I went into the city from Westchester County with my friends. That day, I went with my friends to the Natural History Museum and was all angsty and Holden Caulfield-like.
There's a...
He
goes to the Natural History Museum and he looks at the you know how the Natural History Museum in New York has all those they have all of these like huge dioramas of people, lifelike sculptures of people and animals.
I've been to the one in DC because it's better.
This is the one in New York. So it's like that, right? It has all of these things of people. And Holden Caulfield looks at the things and he's jealous of the fact that they always get to stay the same and they don't suffer the effects of time.
Because
he's really trying to cope with becoming an adult. And Chris hates this book.
I hated this book. If I wanted to read 200 plus pages of whining, I'd just get a subscription to the Wall Street Journal.
Don't go into the theaters and see Anomalisa then, because you won't like that either.
What's Anomalisa?
It's this animated movie about a guy, and it's really kind of depressing.
But it's also stop motion animation. It's wonderful. Done with puppets.
I cannot recommend it highly enough, don't want to hate yourself for a bit during the movie.
Okay, but like, is it one of those things that's just like, let's just whine?
My dad was like, my dad really hated it, right? My brother and I really loved it, but my dad was like, why did they spend so much time making this movie about someone who has no redeeming features at all and is just sad?
Okay, counter argument. Why do people like Holden Caulfield, even though he's the worst?
Because Holden Caulfield is the voice of a very specific generation at a very specific time.
And so is Harry Potter in book 5. No one's talking about him.
No. Harry Potter's not like a paradigm for like kids who grew up in the 90s, you know? Like,
it was the first book was from 91.
Yeah, but like Harry Potter is a cultural icon, but he's not like specific to his time period, you know. He's specific to the wizarding world, you know. Holden Caulfield actually
Holden Caulfield
encapsulates kind of the mindset of I wouldn't call him baby boomers.
I wouldn't say that he's tied to one generation, because he isn't. Like you said, a lot of people in the 90s and a lot of people today of the adolescent age identify with Holden Caulfield, so that's not bound to the time when J.D. Salinger wrote that book. But like, I think that Holden Caulfield is kind of a beacon for a sort of loner population, or people who kind of get stuck hating the world
which is everyone when they're young at some point.
Everyone when they're young, and especially people like who just have a hard time of things or think like the world's conspiring against us, sort of depressed mind.
And don't get me wrong, those feelings are stupid, but they're feelings that demand they're feelings that demand to be felt, and they're something that it's something that everyone experiences at some point, which is why I think Holden Caulfield is such a powerful character.
Yeah, and especially for people who feel that all the time, then Holden Caulfield becomes like a sort of idol. And that's how that sort of stuff.
And for
comes
people
out.
Who really feel that all the time,
you kill Holden Lennon.
Then you kill John Lennon, or like
who?
Don't get me wrong, John Lennon
of the Beatles.
Oh.
The guy who murdered him had a copy of Holden. Of,
is that the
of
one
Ketron
who
Rye.
Like had that like Asian wife and yes, like Yoko. Photos? Okay, yep. Okay,
yeah.
So
I like vaguely remember
like,
that.
Essentially, Ketron Rye has kind of a reputation now for being like the favorite book of crazy people, and like even though I love it, it's so true. Like when I went to the store to like buy my first copy of Catcher in the Rye, right? I took it off the shelf and immediately someone like comes up to me and is like, "Oh, like that's a really great book, right?" And I'm like, "I mean, I've not read it yet, but I'm excited to read it." And he's like, "Oh, it's like It's like a really great book.
I can
like,
see a crazy person trying to make friends with
my,
you.
Immediately.
Friends.
My parents bought it for me, so I don't know what they thought about who I was at that point. But
yeah.
Thanks, Mom and Dad. That
Montgomery County Public Schools was like, you're going to spend your entire semester reading about how he cried in front of a merry-go-round. Go. And I was like,
it was a summer reading book for me, and I think it was a good choice.
We had it during the year. I had already read it coming into that.
Sophomore year, first semester. The
junior year. It's a good companion for the same year you're reading Hamlet.
Oh, we did it in different years.
Oh, yeah, different years.
Oh,
yeah.
I did it almost immediately with Hamlet.
You had a teen angst unit in school.
Honestly, that entire year was kind of based off
of teen angst. Kids, we know what you're going through, and look, books feel the same way, so you should read more.
Well, Hamlet also wants to kill himself.
Well, okay, but like I went through, I wish I read it in like middle school, back in Chris's wild and crazy goth phase.
Ooh.
Yeah. Friends.
I know.
From which I had none during my goth phase.
And should we...
Just too busy painting my nails. What's up?
Should we go into another song?
Yes.
Should we do a song that kind of has an angsty subtext about wondering...
Is it like, Wonderwall?
No.
Oh.
That was on my Pleasure Patrol Guilty Pleasures
Radio
Hour. Wonderwall, yeah.
Yeah, that's on my crying playlist.
Let's just get into the next one.
Well, this is Why Can't We Be Friends by War, a plea... to be friends with someone.
Why can't we be friends?
That was I've Got Friends by Manchester Orchestra. And so, yeah. In one sentence. Friends. In one sentence, what does a friend...
I have my headphones working.
What does a friend mean to you, Chris?
Do you mean like...
No,
like
just the... what does a friend mean to you? Abstract sense. Go. Zach, go. Chris, go.
There's a Shakespeare quote somewhere.
I feel like I can... Can I Google a motivational poster or something?
No, no.
A friend is someone who...
Home is where the heart is.
Okay, a friend is someone who, if you accidentally murdered someone and there's an angry mob after you, will shoot you in the back of the head in a gulch with some dignity.
Oh, so of Mice and Men style, yes. But with added angry mobs. Yes.
As building on that literature theme... a friend is someone who, when you're whining about Yale-y looking people in a bar, when you're running away from your fancy prep school to go home to Manhattan.
Friends are someone where if you had hired a prostitute and then just felt sad about yourself and told her to go away after trying to talk to her, would have comforted you, but because you don't have any friends, you're just sad.
A friend is someone who tolerates your whining when you're having a nervous breakdown about a merry-go-round or something.
Oh my god, that's an amazing book. If only so the moral of today's show is
we
if
have varied opinions.
If Holden Caulfield had any friends, Catcher in the Rye would have been a much more uplifting story.
And much worse book.
I disagree. It might have had, dare I say, a plot.
No. But here's the thing.
And a conflict of sorts.
If Holden Caulfield had friends, then he wouldn't have been, like, hopelessly lonely and wouldn't have failed out of school and wouldn't have had to go to the city in the first place.
Yeah, the whole point of Catcher in the Rye is that, like, it's a story that, like, in any, like, indie movie setting would have been like, oh, like, he's doing this transformative journey as he's going through New York City and he's
500
like,
days of summer.
Seeing the sights.
Literally,
thinking,
500
thinking,
days of
I'm
summer.
I'm thinking more like Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. But
500 days. I'm thinking
no,
500
days,
days
of summer is totally different.
No, because when summer leaves, he's, like, so sad.
Wait,
yeah,
summer,
so
wait,
that's
summer
a different
leaves?
Story. There are plenty of movies where people
have you
are
not
sad.
Finished it?
No, I know that much, but I haven't seen the movie.
You should see the movie.
Damn,
it's
on my
list. It's an
really
amazing
a movie.
It's a very subversive.
But yeah, I think
and the soundtrack think is like that used to be my crying playlist, but now I like.
Now you have your own.
Mark Webb directed that movie. It was his first movie, and then he went on to direct one of my favorite movies ever, which is Amazing Spider-Man, the 2012 Spider-Man.
I was
going to
say
movie.
Your one of your favorite movies would have been.
I just
the Princess
it wasn't
and the Frog.
Angsty enough for me.
So yeah, if you want more talk about
first
us,
things have too much angst, then they have too little angst.
It is a balancing act.
Exactly.
That Harry Potter book 5 did really, really well.
Chris really likes Harry Potter book 5.
No one does.
Order of the Phoenix is my
Order
least
the Phoenix.
Favorite.
What?
4 and 7 are probably my favorites.
I didn't like 6 that much, but I'm gonna reread it, and when I do, you'll hear my gasp from down the hall.
6 I liked for just all of the makeout scenes.
I liked 6 for, like, Hermione and Ron's passive-aggressive fighting.
I love that.
The part where love Harry makes drama. Dumbledore drink that, like, thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was sad, I cried.
Oh my god, the Voldemort's, like, backstory, amazing. Just absolutely amazing.
We have 3 minutes. Okay.
This has been
Word of the Day.
Sorry, wait.
We're if you ending wanna... this with what friend's character are you? We've established.
Wait, we did establish this.
But I wanted to just pitch my other show. If you want to hear more talking about Salinger, listen in for Salinger on Saturday with Charlie.
I'm sorry, what?
No, it's not a real show. You know how I keep referencing fake shows? That's my show where I talk about J.D. Salinger.
He's just going to read the entirety of Catcher.
Do you mean like that, like one, like,
Franny
okay
and Zoe
book he
Franny
had?
And Zoe.
Franny and Zoe's not bad.
Yeah.
All right, so what friend's character are you? I don't know. Someone say something for me.
Phoebe
you're
Buffay.
Ross. Oh,
I wait, I'm Ross?
No, I was going to say he's a Ross.
Yeah.
Charlie's a Ross.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I guess I'll watch and I'll figure it out.
Yeah, you're Chandler.
No, I'm a Monica.
You're Chandler.
No, I'm
oh, you're
Monica.
You're Monica.
Yeah, that's...
Because you're the worst.
All right.
And I guess Phoebe? I'm either Phoebe or Joey.
You're Phoebe.
Okay, this has been Word of the Day. I've been Charlie.
I've been Zach.
And I'm Phoebe.
Thanks again to our producer, Zach. Producer
My name
Danny.
Is
Thanks
actually.
For producer Danny for
Out
not being
tired
here.
Today.
Thanks, producer Danny, for calling in sick again.
All of you should watch NASA TV at 10 o'clock today. 10 o'clock in the
I'm
morning.
Sorry, what? NASA TV?
NASA TV in 2 hours.
All right, we'll get into this after the show. Yeah. Join us again next week for another exciting edition of Word of the Day.
Trump rally
this
tonight.
This is You've Got a Friend in Me by Randy
Yay.
Newman.
Trump rally.
in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.